Item number three, discussion on the City of Macomb's health insurance renewal. There's a memo from City Administrator Torreson attached to your packet. Dean, do you want to go over that briefly for us, please?
Okay, thank you, Mayor. The city's insurance plan runs from February 1st of each year. And so in December, our insurance consultant, Dave Thompson, met with the mayor and me and discussed his figures for renewal, which includes our reinsurance costs for next year. Our loss record for the year that we're in, which is looking pretty good. It's our expected loss rate is 80% each year, and I think I don't have that figure right here. I think it's about 67% is what we came in at this year, which is looking better than normal. This is the first year that we've created an employee health plan group, and we also met here. I think it was on December 30th with representatives of each department, and we went over how the plan is administered and what the figures are for next year. And I think the employees were appreciative of that, knowing what's going on. And I think they have a lot better understanding now of how the plan works. And with our fairly good loss ratio for the year that we're in, and the quotes that the reinsurance quotes that that Dave came up with from several different reinsurance companies, and with our third-party administrator quotes staying about even as they've been, we're looking at a 6.5% rate increase for the coming year, and. That 6.5% is across the board, so that means that not only the employees put in 6.5% more than what they have in the past for dependent coverage, but the city also puts in its 6.5% more than what we did this year. And you can see on the second page there, we compared our projected costs for next year versus our projected revenues, and our goal is to make those balance based on an 80% loss ratio for next year. And we've been doing, I guess I have no history here, but. I did have a history of our loss ratios over the past years. It kind of bounces up and bounces lower and higher than the 80%. One year, probably about 3 years ago, we were up to 96%. And last couple of years, we've been under 80. So what our goal is here is to keep a good cash balance in our trust fund. And our trust fund balance, I think, is projected to be around 500 and $550,000. And that may sound like a lot of money, but if we have one terrible year, that could easily go down to $250,000. So it can be pretty vulnerable that way.
Any questions? A couple of things. I want to reiterate what Dean mentioned was this was the first year we had an employee participation in the insurance committee program where we had the employees come in, like Dean said, and he, along with Dave Thompson, who's the administrator for for us and handling agent for handling the insurance issues. Went over the particulars with that employee group. Their interaction was good. The participation was good. The response was good. I think that, like he said, they have a better understanding. And it's going to be the recommendation from that committee to continue with IOA Insurance for the reinsurance company, along with Mr. Thompson as the agent, and consociate Danzig as a third-party administrator. That our plan, anyway. All right. And no questions? We'll have that on the agenda for final action on Monday, then.